KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 77. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Monday, June 11th. News sponsored by Ryland Rivas II for District Judge, First National Bank and Trust, and Mike Day with State Farm Insurance. Lots of sunshine, hot temps, mid-90s today and all week. One person is dead, another hospitalized in critical condition after a crash in Grady County last night. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Grady and Caddo County voters have an opportunity to elect our next district judge. And Ryland Rivas II has all the qualities we want in a judge. Ryland has experience as an educator, an assistant DA in Caddo County, currently has a private law practice in Chickasha, and is a federal prosecutor for the BIA. Ryland Rivas II for district judge. It just makes sense.
Hi, this is Ryland Rivas II. I will be proud and honored to serve the citizens of Caddo and Grady counties, and I would appreciate your vote for district judge on June 26th.
Paid for by Ryland Rivas for district judge 2018.
A crash in northern Grady County last night claims the life of one man, a second individual hospitalized in critical condition. 25-year-old Jacob Gordon of Oklahoma City died in the crash that happened about 9 o'clock last night, just southwest of Tuttle. It was near the intersection of County Road 1210 and County Street 2920. A passenger in Gordon's car, 24-year-old Shane Coppin of Tuttle, airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital. He was in critical condition with head, trunk, and internal injuries. The Highway Patrol reports Gordon was driving the car that was eastbound when he lost control and went left of center, hitting a pickup driven by an unidentified 16-year-old male from Tuttle. The teen taken by ambulance to an Oklahoma City hospital where he was treated and released. Traffic in the area diverted for nearly 2 hours after the accident. The trooper investigating the crash said that neither Gordon nor Kaufman were wearing their seatbelts, but the teen in the pickup was buckled up. A fiery crash of a vehicle on the H.E. Bailey Turnpike southwest of Chickasha shut down the highway for about an hour and a half this morning. That happened about 12:30 in the westbound lanes of the turnpike near mile marker 68. We haven't received any information about the crash yet. The dispatcher with the Lawton Highway Patrol Office said no report was available. Starting this morning, anybody going to the Grady County Courthouse now will have to use the new northeast entrance that has been under construction for about the last year. It's the new security entrance at the courthouse. Grady County Sheriff Jim Weir says starting about 9 o'clock, the only entry and exit to the courthouse will be that new addition that crews have been working on. Even courthouse employees will have to use this one entry and exit point. The previous main entrance on the south side of the courthouse off of Choctaw Avenue will only be used now for emergency exits. The sheriff said the new elevator that's been installed is now operational. Then Weir says while they're going to start using the new entrance today, the new security checks won't start until Wednesday. Deputies will be searching handbags, backpacks, totes, or similar items. Weir said three new deputies that were hired as part of the security improvements at the courthouse have been on staff for about 6 months, and they've been in training for the security work. It's 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. More Cool News coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In Anadarko this week, a day-long event to promote tourism in that city. The City of Anadarko and the Anadarko Chamber of Commerce will be showing off some recent improvements made to the city. State officials and the media have been invited to the program that will be held Thursday. They'll start with a continental breakfast at City Hall, then have a tour of the city to include stops at the National Hall of Fame of Famous American Indians, the Southern Plains Indian Museum, as well as the Anadarko Heritage Museum and the Wichita Tribal History Center. They'll also visit local art galleries, have a wine tasting, and a bus tour of Randlett Park. The June 26th primary election now just a couple of weeks away. A few candidates for state office continuing to make their way to the Chickasha region. Republican gubernatorial candidate Mick Cornett to be in the city for a fundraiser Wednesday night. The former Oklahoma City mayor will be at the home of Hank and Allison Ross Wednesday night about 6:30. Now, sample ballots for the election are now available at county election board offices. There will be some county races to be decided. In Grady County, Republicans in District 1 have three candidates running for county commissioner, while Democratic voters in District 3 have three choices for county commissioner as well. Now, all voters in both Grady and Caddo County will decide among three candidates for district judge, and there are also Republicans and Democrats running for state House of Representative posts, as well as for governor, lieutenant governor, and other state offices as well. Now, voters can cast ballots early, either by mail or in-person absentee. Those wishing to vote by mail need to have applications in by next Wednesday, June 20th. Those applications available on the State Election Board website, elections.ok.gov. In the meantime, in-person absentee voting can be done at election boards from 8 to 6, Thursday or Friday, June 21st and 22nd, or even Saturday, June 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If the vegetables you planted this spring don't seem to be doing very well, or the plants in your landscape are looking kind of sad, there might not be enough nutrients in the soil. Now, you can find out what your soil might be lacking by sending a sample to Oklahoma State University for testing. And that's as easy as contacting your local OSU Extension office. Cheyenne Burns with the Grady County office of Chickasha says the soil test is a valuable tool to determine pH and the amount of nutrients that your plants need.
The test also prevents unnecessary expense, effort, and possible contamination of the soil caused by applying fertilizers when they are not needed.
Now, these routine soil tests cost $10, and it usually takes about a week to 10 days to get those results. So just contact your local extension office for more information. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange starting the week at $65.74 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $76.46. Natural gas at $2.89 per million BTUs. Gold at $1,298, silver $16.79. Obituaries today include 29-year-old Katie Young of Chickasha. Memorial service will be at 10:30 Friday morning at Bible Baptist Church. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, lots of sunshine, hot temps today, high about 95. Right now it's fair and 77 downtown Chickasha after morning low of 72. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 8.5 minutes after 8 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
If you're a renter, you may never know why the neighbor's dog barks at 3 a.m. every single night. Or why the guy upstairs always talks to you about his rash problem.
It's looking really weird today.
You may also not know State Farm can save you hundreds by combining your auto and renter's insurance. So protect your car and your stuff with one good neighbor, your State Farm agent. It could save you time and money. One more way we're here to help life go right.
Call Mike Day at 224-1968 or visit MikeDayAgency.com.
In sports, another big postseason award for USAO softball pitcher Emily Cerny. She was named the NAIA National Player of the Year from the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association. Cerny helped USAO win its first ever national championship last month. She pitched every inning of the four games the Drovers played and won in the NAIA Softball Championship Series. Other honors for the freshman from Newcastle include MVP of the national tournament, also the NAIA Pitcher of the Year. She was a first-team NAIA All-American, as well as the Sooner Athletic Conference Pitcher of the Year. The newest addition to the USAO men's basketball team played well this weekend in the Faith 7 game that pits Oklahoma All-Stars versus those from Texas. Stephon Hall scored 8 points, had 7 assists and 4 steals, helping Oklahoma defeat Texas 117-110 in the game at Oklahoma Baptist University in Shawnee Saturday. As a senior from Mount St. Mary's this past year, Hall averaged more than 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists per game, leading the Rockets to the semifinals of the Class 3A state tournament. 4 qualifiers for the College World Series in Omaha this week, with 4 more to come today. Already qualifying, Oregon State and North Carolina, also Washington and Mississippi State. The other 4 qualifiers will be known this afternoon and tonight. Texas versus Tennessee Tech, Duke versus Texas Tech, South Carolina versus Arkansas, Auburn versus Florida. All the winners go on to the College World Series that'll start this weekend. Oklahoma City Dodgers losing at Fresno yesterday, 12-8, so they've lost 2 of the first 3 games of that 4-game series, so the Dodgers need a win tonight to earn a split of that series. After the game tonight, they have a scheduled day off tomorrow, and the Dodgers will be back at the Bricktown Ballpark Wednesday night to begin a 7-game homestand. Our Cool News Weather and Sports today brought to you by Mike Day with State Farm Insurance, First National Bank and Trust, and Ryland Rivas II for District Judge.